This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
I want to get started today. Today is going to be a real good one. I believe so. I'm prayerful that it'll be a good one. I'm praying that all is well in your neighborhood. Today's topic is going to be, and I'm prayerful that it touches you today, it's going to be called Battling Our Emotions. It's coming from Ephesians 4, verse 26. I'm going to be reading to you from the New Revised Standard Version. It reads as follows. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Dear Heavenly Father, just want to pray right now that you just touch me, use me the way that you see fit. Empty out Brian right now. Fill me up with your Holy Spirit. Let the words that come out of my mouth be your words right now, Heavenly Father. As it says in the scriptures, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my blessed Redeemer. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, battling our emotions. I know you've probably heard this a lot, you know, and if you walk a certain walk in life, if you are on that right path, the righteous path, or whatnot, the first thing people will say to you when all of a sudden something gets on your nerves or you get angered by something or you're just feeling emotional, first off, they say, aren't you a Christian? You shouldn't be getting angry, you know. You know, why are you showing all this hostility? You know, that's one of the first things that a lot of people will tell you. And you know, one of the first responses that you have is, first off, you don't really have much of a response. But then, if you really study your word, you know that, you know, Jesus got angry. You know, Jesus overturned the tables, you know, because people were selling stuff in the synagogue, you know, in his father's house. You know, the first thing, you'd be like, man, Jesus got angry. But you know what? I do like how it continues to go on a little bit further. You know, as we read further, because pretty much if you read Ephesians 4 in general, you in its entirety, you'll understand where I'm coming from. And especially if you read verses 25 through 32, you know, because especially this one will really definitely reach you in a different way. Because to finish that sentence from verse 26, we go to 27 and says, and do not make room for the devil. That's deep. In other words, be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, but do not make room for the devil. And do not make room for the devil. You know, and one of the first things you'd be thinking, like, wow. Yeah, so in other words, if you go to bed angry after you've been angered by somebody, you know, and you don't resolve it in some form, in other words, come to some level of understanding, you know, you're going to make room for the devil to come in and rewire your programming to make you wake up angry, make you be bitter, you know. And the last thing you want to be, and it will destroy your relationships and whatnot. You know, and as I was meditating on this scripture, it made me think about my times when I let the sun go down on my anger. And I did. I got bitter about it. And quite frankly, I got bitter and bitter and bitter to the point where I destroyed relationships. I mean, literally, destroyed relationships. I destroyed friendships. I destroyed love relationships, you know, because I was bitter inside. I was angry about something. I don't know what it could have been because I let it fester, you know, and I just let it build up to the point where it just became something else. You know, because I vented thoughtlessly. And it made me think about my social media pages. In the recent past and to the somewhat distant past. You know, and I realized I posted stuff because I was venting. You know, some people came to me and said, Brian, you know, that ain't right. You know, that ain't fair. You shouldn't be talking like this. And they were right. I shouldn't have been. Because, quite frankly, I was venting, but I was venting with no defined purpose. In other words, it was just venting, just to get it out. Okay, it's out of me. Okay, I'm done. No, I wasn't done. By the fact, I was probably getting deeper within my issues. So, and now that I think about it, and, you know, now that I've been reflecting on it, and, you know, I'm like, that was wrong. You know, and some would say, oh, if you had channeled it differently or turned it over to the Lord, like, you know, like you have in recent days, maybe you'd still be where you were. You know, that's debatable, because I believe that it was time for me to move on. It's just the way I moved on, maybe not have been the best move, but the way of doing it. But hey, things happen. You know, I'm praise God regardless, because I am where I am, and I'm not ashamed of what I've done. I'm ashamed of how I may have done it, and I'm just moving forward. And you know, I can't dwell on that. You know, and I was reading more into the scripture. I was reading the scripture. I was studying a little bit more, and you know, and it kind of made me realize, more than just battling our emotions, imagine what would happen if people really, 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 truly devoted themselves to change. I mean, in their heart. I mean, because I was reading verse 28, where it said, thieves must give up stealing. Rather, let them labor and work honestly with their own hands, so as to have something to share with the needy. You know, think about it. What if the banger put down the gun, stopped killing, and started dealing with people in a civilized manner? Matter of fact, in a manner that just makes sense, to where people won't be saying that that they're always bad. You know, and I admit, you know, a lot of people always say that some people, it's hard for a leopard can't change his spots. That is true. But, you know, in another reflection of that, a lot of people are not giving anyone a chance, you know, a chance to actually really commit to the change. I mean, how can someone change if you're not allowing them to be a part of that change? It's not an easy thing. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and act like I know all when it comes to that. But I get it. You know, it's like you try to give them a chance, and they burn you. But then again, were they truly educated in how to continue to move forward in that change? I mean, if you're not educated or trained in something, you know, more than likely you're not going to be able to make a real difference the way you want to. That's just my personal opinion, and I'm not going to get into that, because, you know, I don't want to try and stay the course here. But here's the best part. Verse 29, which actually ties into our scripture verse for the day. It says, let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building up, as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. I know that hit me. I don't know about you, but that hit me right now. Because when I think about it, every now and again, Some thoughts come in my mind, you know, it may come in your minds as well, when it's about somebody, whether or not you intentionally trying to do it that way or not. It's just you talk to them, and then, or you think some things, and then instead of building up, you want to tear them down. That's in almost every community. Now, you can almost say it's prevalent in the Black community or something like that, where most cases we all tear ourselves down because we've been so used to being down that we don't know how to build anyone up. So instead of trying to build someone up, trying to do the opposite, what do? We do exactly what everyone else does. We tear everyone down to build ourselves up. That's a selfish approach. That is a very, very selfish approach. I'm not going to get political about it, but you know, you can almost look out there in the political realm, and you see lots of them have done that. I'm not going to name names, okay? That's not my platform. This is not the platform for that. If you want the platform for that, you can always tune into someone else. But that's not me. But I'm going to just say it like that. You know, there's always someone who says one thing and does another, or says the thing that you don't want to hear, and it goes against everything that you stand for. If there's someone up there and you're praying for them, that's fine. You can pray for them every day. Matter of fact, I pray for them as well. But if they're up there going against the grain of and the principles that you have learned in life that are all good, they're supposed to be good, that they need to be held accountable. That's just my opinion. But you also should take it into effect that if there's evil talk coming out of their mouths, you need to pray on them, pray for them, and separate yourself from them at the same time. You give them that word, you pray for them, and you say, be gone. They get a chance to change, but their actions got to speak louder than their words in this case, because if their actions are echoing what they're saying, great. If their actions are in complete opposite of what they're saying, not so great. Keep that in mind. So, you know, when it says about battling our emotions, you know, a lot of us got a lot of emotions. I mean, right now, this past week for myself, I'm very emotional. Matter of fact, just yesterday, something happened. And it had me questioning a few things. Had me feeling a little emotional, a little on edge. But you know what? I'm not going to sit here and, you know, I'm not going to let that tear me down. Because you know what? I didn't let the sun go down on my wrath. As a matter of fact, I stay positive. Matter of fact, I'm still positive about my situation. My situation ain't great, but it ain't grave either. So I look at it like that. You know, God bless. I look at it that this whole past week, God blessed me to see my 40th birthday. I praise God for that. And I'm thankful that he saw fit to let me see another year of life, entering my fourth decade in life. And you know what? That is a beautiful thing. And I'm grateful. At the same time, I'm also a little concerned about something, but you know, I'm going to take it to God, leave it in God's hands. Yeah, I'm concerned, and I should be. Yeah, I was feeling a little upset. Yes, I'm feeling a little angered. Yes, I'm also feeling a little upset about the fact that, you know, even though I've changed spiritually, emotionally, and physically for the better, and mentally, you know, I have not settled down yet. I want to settle down. I want to be settled down. You know, it would be different if I didn't want to be settled down, but I do. I want to be a family. I want to have a family. But, you know, at the same time, I'm not going to sit out. I'm not going to continue to mope about it, and I'm not going to be angry about it. I'm not going to be angry that I haven't found her yet or haven't gotten with her yet. If I've been with her and I screwed it up, then that's on me, and I have to live with that. But, you know, I'm not going to let, you know, that was one thing I got out of it. I wasn't going to let this get to me. I wasn't going to go to sleep angry. Matter of fact, I went to sleep in peace. And I woke up even more peaceful than I did when I went to sleep. And I'm using that right now to let you know that when you turn it over to God, it's going to be all right. You may not wake up the next minute or next day and all of a sudden everything that you ever wanted is just going to come right there at your fingertips. No, it's not like that. You know, it's kind of like you got to take one step at a time. For me, one step was wake up feeling like, hey, this is not the end. It's still the beginning. You still have time. Things are going to be all right. May not have worked in your favor the way you wanted to, but you also got to remember, your plans are not always God's plans. They may not always line up. Sometimes they do, and that's great. And sometimes they don't, and you have to learn how to adjust to that. And that's where I stand. So in battling your emotions, that's point one. You got to know where to stand. You got to know where you stand. Know where you're standing in life. Knowing where you're standing is a big thing, you know. You know, and I continued reading the scripture. I was going down to verse 30. Yes, verse 30 is good too. It says, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit with which you were marked with the seal for the day of redemption. I was like, you know, when I read that, and I've read a couple other translations of that, but I want to focus on this version of it, the New Revised Standard Version of it, because this one really got me. I'm like, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. I'm like, whoa. You mean to tell me if I'm doing all the other stuff, the evil talk, and still doing all the bad things after I've tried to, even though I claim to have a new life, but I'm still living the old life, you know? And I thought about that. I was like, in other words, don't grieve it, because I was marked with a seal for the day of redemption, meaning that it was already marked. It's already here. It's already stamped, time stamped, and everything. What am I doing? What am I trying to do? Revoke the stamp? Trying to pull it away? You know, that's one of the things I thought about, and I was like, wow, this is deep. This is very deep. For the for the first time in ever, I feel, I don't know, I feel empowered. And you know, I was like, I gotta let that go, you know. And then verse 31, before I get to the second point, you know, verse 31 says it best. It says, put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all the malice. You know, I know it cuts off into the next verse, which is the end of the sentence, but I gotta stop there when I get to the second point. The second point is, let it go. You know, I know you like, wow, you took a nice pause for that. Let it go. Yes, let it go. Why are you holding on to it? What is it going to do for you? Yes, the person backstabbed you. Yes, the person cheated on you. Yes, the job rejected you. Yes, the job fired you. Yes, the job did not give a crap about you. Yes, that person turned out to not be a friend. Yes, but if you continue to hold on to the bitterness, the wrath, and the anger, and all the slander that you heard that went with it, you are not the winner in this situation if you're holding on to it. You are exactly what those people have said about you come true. You made it come true. You do not want to make that come true. You do not want to make the fact, you don't want that employer to think that everything that they said about you was true. You don't want that person who cheated on you think that you are what they thought you were, when they didn't even know who they are in the first place. You don't want that. You don't want to give them that power. Never give them that power. Never. So that is why you need to let it go. Please, let it go. Yes, I'm not saying you shouldn't feel some type of way. I know you're saying, Rev, but I feel some type of way because they did this to me. They did that to me. Yes, I get it. Feel it for a moment. Feel it. Showcase it a little bit if you have to. But do not give in to it. There's nothing wrong with saying, I am upset. I'm upset that the job fired me. I'm upset that I had to leave a job that did not appreciate what I did. I am upset that I don't have anybody. I'm upset. Yes. And you should let the Lord or whoever know these things. But that doesn't mean you should hold on to it. Holding on to your anger is not a badge. It is not a badge of glory. It's not a badge of honor. Matter of fact, you're only killing yourself. And you're giving your haters more glory than they need, nor deserve. Whenever I've seen friends who and family who come out and they seem to enjoy having a temper tantrum, enjoy having attitudes, you know, and all that stuff. And I look at them and I'm like, that used to be me. That used to be me. That used to be my power. But then I realize, and I'm praying for them to realize the same thing I realize, that is not going to get you what you want. And if it does, it's only temporary. And temporary power means nothing. It won't even be happy, because you'll always be teetering on being snappy. And I noticed I rhymed there, but that wasn't my goal, but it happens. But still, let it go. And the last part of verse 32 is going to lead us right into my third and final point. It says, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. Third point, forgive yourself as you forgive others. Forgive yourself as you forgive others. I know, easier said than done. Bringing it up, saying that, even saying that is kind of hard to do. You're like, Rev, how can I forgive one another, and how can I forgive myself? You know, think about it. God didn't have to forgive you. God didn't have to forgive you for anything that you've done that was wrong in his eyes. He didn't have to. Imagine that one. Imagine if God said, I don't know if I want to really forgive you. You know, you said my name in vain, and then you did this, you did that. Imagine if God did that to you. So, when I say forgive others as you forgive yourself, think about that one. You need to forgive yourself, even if you weren't the one who did it. But you kind of have to look in the mirror when you think like that. Like, how can I forgive them? What do you mean forgive them? For what? They the ones who did it. Well, you may have inadvertently planted that seed. That's when you start forgiving yourself. That's why you have to forgive yourself. Because whether or not you planned it or mapped it out, like I said, you may have planted the seed inadvertently and didn't know it. That's why a lot of us need to communicate more. I've learned that in life. You don't communicate with people enough, they will believe whatever. I found that out from colleagues I used to work with. One person said, man, I thought you were, when I first saw you, you were all quiet. I thought you were on the cuckoo side and whatnot. And then when I started talking to you, then I realized you were the coolest guy I could have ever known. And I said vice versa, which was true. I thought the same, you know. And I learned I need to communicate more. It's one of the things that I'm picking up over the years is I need to communicate more. I need to talk, you know. I let everything go inward because I started letting that sun go down on my anger. Sun go down on a few things that I can't control. I didn't realize that until recently. And so I'm just saying, guys, that's what you got to do. When battling your emotions, you need to come up as a victor. But the one thing you have to do, one of the emotions out of all that you got to have is joy. Joy for yourself, joy for the Lord, and of course, love. Love yourself. Love yourself more than you've ever loved yourself before. And oh yeah, stop complaining about, and I'm learning this myself. I learn this every day. So don't think that you're alone, that you're alone in this. You got to learn how to love yourself more. You got to learn how to just be yourself more. And don't let the fact that other people seemingly live their lives more than you or less than you affect you. I mean, there's pluses and minuses to both sides of that fence. For some people, they look at you and like they look at me. They look at me and they say, man, I wish I had waited and all this stuff. And I always tell them, no, things happen the way they were supposed to happen for you. Don't ever, 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 ever shortchange yourself into thinking that you had to live a life like mine. My life wasn't perfect and still isn't. You know, there are some thoughts I've had. You know, I may should have been happy. On the outside, I looked happy. So I guess to a degree, I should have been believing that I was happy instead of being angry, letting the sun go down. But you know, now I'm letting the sun go up. And I'm letting the sun come up. I'm letting the sun peep through the clouds and show me that, you know what? I got this new life. Just don't worry about it. Don't think about it. These emotions that you're battling, don't let it get to you anymore. Don't let it scramble your brain or your heart into thinking that everything is twisted and you got it all right. No, I don't have it all right. Neither do you. It's all good, guys. It's all great. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for this word. I pray that it touched somebody in the most magnificent way. I pray that you just continue to use everyone that is on here to the best of the abilities, Lord, and I am just thankful and grateful. All right. Amen. Amen. All right, guys, stay tuned for one more song, and then going off to the shameless plug segment, and then we are done for the day. I pray that you all have a blessed week, and see you next time. When we come back, we say hello, hello to you again. Well, guys, hi there, I'm Brian C. Busey again for Safe Haven Podcast. Just want to let you guys know that we will be back on the next one.
It's going to be more topics. Hopefully, we get some feedback in the future. I don't know exactly how we're going to do that right now, but I know that when we get that opportunity, you all will be the first to know. All right, guys. In the meantime, you be blessed. Never be stressed. And oh, yeah, check out all the former podcasts that I've done in the past. We talk about all the great ones. Talk about the music podcasts, some of the shutdown podcasts. You name it. You listen to it, guys. You're doing me a grand favor. Also, if you're interested in starting your own podcast, check out anchor.fm for more information. Yeah, I'm doing a little free sponsor thing. I actually am a sponsor kind of guy. You know, I gotta get the bills paid a little bit. I gotta do this a little bit more than I normally do. And no, this little segment here that I'm recording has nothing to do with that. I just wanted to do that so I can add another sponsor segment so I can make more money. All right, guys. You want to make money, I want to make money. You want to reach out to people, I want to reach out to people. Cool. Peace.
Yay! This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.